that forced the park to shut down. Wind gusts of over 100 miles an hour have already been recorded at Palisades Tahoe, which is currently planning limited operations today, but that could change. Chains are required on highways 50 and 80. Yesterday, there was another snow survey in the Sierra. Statewide, our snowpack is now at 80% of average for the state. The last youth residents of the SAY Dream Center have moved out, and the building will be locked and boarded up today. According to Michael Kesselis, the court-appointed trustee who will oversee SAY's Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Some are headed to Mickey Zane Place, some will be housed at temporary residences, and some will be housed by cots in Petaluma. An alert citizen flagged down a Petaluma police officer after they followed a Ford Ranger that was going 30 miles an hour on Highway 101 and weaving, eventually pulling off North McDowell Boulevard into a jack-in-the-box on Tuesday night. Police attempted to contact the driver, who then drove through the drive-thru line, jumped the curb, and plowed through some landscaping, ripping out the plants. Officers finally made contact with 55-year-old Ellen Eicher of Rohnert Park, who displayed symptoms of intoxication and admitted to drinking at a bar in Cotati. What happens when your flight is canceled, the airport closes, and there are no hotel rooms available for 50 miles? For the John family from Idaho, you make the best of it and sleep outside. That is what happened to the family of six, including a grandmother, when Hawaii's Kona International Airport shut down the night of February 17th due to a repaving project. The family was told they could not stay inside, so they got some blankets and camped out on the front lawn. Fortunately, they were in Hawaii, so it was a nice night for sleeping. In total, about 12 people were forced to camp out, battling bugs and early morning showers from the sprinklers. 300 miles apart on the banks of the same winding Rio Grande River, President Joe Biden and GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump on Thursday surveyed the U.S.-Mexico border. Immigration has emerged as a central issue in the 2024 presidential campaign, which is widely expected to be a Trump-Biden rematch, and each is seeking to use the border problem to their political advantage. Some doorbell cameras sold by Amazon and other online retailers have security flaws that could allow bad actors to view footage from the devices or allow them to be controlled by them completely, according to an investigation by Consumer Reports. The cameras are manufactured by the Chinese company Ekin Group Limited, which produces video doorbells under the brand names Ekin and Tuck. The devices have also been sold online by Walmart, Shine, Sears, and Temu, which have all said they removed the Ekin-made doorbells from their platforms. It's time for another check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. And so far, so good. Really don't have anything to report out there. The roadways are wet, so you might want to slow down just a little bit. And a reminder for later on that when your windshield wipers are on, your headlights need to be on as well. Our KZST News Time is now 6:34.
Hi, this is Santa Rosa Police Chief John Cregan. If you live in Santa Rosa, please join me for a community meeting this Wednesday, March 6th. As your chief of police, I'm committed to making positive changes in our organization, and I need your feedback on the areas that I can focus on. Attend the meeting to share your thoughts and ideas about what the Santa Rosa Police Department's three-year strategic plan should address. We have an incredible police department here in Santa Rosa, and I'm always looking for opportunities to enhance our services to our community. Your input is so important and will help the Santa Rosa Police Department develop our vision for the future. Spanish translation services will be available. If you're unable to attend, please take the survey online at srcity.org/SRPD Strat Plan. Join us this Wednesday, March 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Utilities Field Office, which is located at 35 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. Hope to see you there.
Sonoma County, are you craving a culinary experience that defies borders? Then get to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland and Santa Rosa. From Russian borscht to Italian chicken piccata to Mexican street tacos, all are crafted with locally sourced ingredients. At Brothers Cafe, breakfast isn't just for mornings. Indulgent breakfast served all day, every day. Plus, they're open from 8 to 8, 7 days a week, ensuring you can satisfy those cravings whenever they strike. Check out the menu at brotherscafesr.com.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. In sports, the Warriors beat the Knicks 110-99 with 31 points from Steph Curry. They are at the Toronto Raptors today at 4:30. And your forecast. Today's a day with showers, possible thundershowers, and some sunny breaks. Wind will be very gusty to around 30 miles an hour, highs in the low 50s. Some of those showers could come down quite heavy at times. Tonight, showers and the possibility of thundershowers, gusty wind, overnight lows in the 30s, cooler. More of the same tomorrow, showers, thundershowers, and highs only in the 40s. A chance of showers does continue on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The financial website Wallet Hub is back with another survey, this time of the happiest cities in America. Santa Rosa checked in at number 29 on the list, right between Raleigh, North Carolina, and Santa Clarita. Fremont came in at number one on the list, and there are a few surprises. Oakland ranked higher on the list than Santa Rosa at number 26. And coming in dead last at number 182, well, that would be Detroit, Michigan. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSE Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Just screw it up in these trying times. We're not trying. So cut the headlights. Summer's a knife. I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the moon. Devils roll the dice. Angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know.
It is 6:40, 48 degrees at KZST. Welcome to your Finally Friday and a brand new month. It is March 1st. Good morning.
Chris Rogers is the local choice to be our voice in Sacramento. While other candidates may have moved here to run for office, Chris Rogers was born here. He's starting his family here with his wife, Sarah, a local nurse. When the Tubbs fire devastated our community, Chris Rogers worked night and day to make sure our families were safe and that we could rebuild and return home. Chris Rogers held PG&E accountable and will continue to lead on lowering our insurance rates. Chris knows our local issues and works hard for us. That's why he's endorsed by Senator Mike McGuire, Congressman Mike Thompson, the Sierra Club, and hundreds of local elected and community leaders. As our next assembly member, Chris will always work hard for us. Join us and vote Chris Rogers on or before March 5th.
Learn more at chrisrogersforassembly.com. Paid for by Chris Rogers for Assembly 2024.
I got a new car. It's blue.
Blue and yellow cars are the safest. The University of California did a study on it.
How'd you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
Each week, twice as many Sonoma County adults visit a local radio station than visit Google.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, we are talking food with our queen of cuisine, Heather Irwin, our local foodie, who will be in the studio at 8:10 with all the latest delicious details, like this week's opening of Shake Shack in Montgomery Village. Also, it is a big wine weekend because barrel tasting returns to Sonoma County. That is tomorrow and Sunday. Over 50 participating wineries pouring this year. So much fun. Plus, in our Hot Topics segment at 7:40, we will have strange and bizarre wine pairings that actually work with your favorite cheap snacks. All that and more coming up right here on KZST.
Strands in your eyes, the color them wonderful, stop me and steal my breath. And emeralds from mountains and thrust towards the sky, never revealing their depth. And tell me that we belong together, dress it out with the trappings of love. I'll be captivated, I'll hang.
I let it fall.
County's KZST. Good Friday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams. And here is a fun fact about sleep. The average person burns around 400 calories a night while they sleep, depending on weight. But they say about 50 calories an hour. So it is time for my Sleep City commercial. I'm thinking you may want to upgrade your mattress to burn even more calories. Sleep City is a fabulous local company owned by Mark Thomas, who opened his first store in Santa Rosa, has been in business for over 35 years. There are five locations now, two in Santa Rosa, one in Petaluma, one in Napa, and my store, the Windsor one, on Hembry Lane. Sleep City makes the whole process super easy. They'll set it up and take away your old mattress. They pride themselves on high-quality brands, affordable pricing, and unbelievable customer service. By the way, Sleep City is part of that whole Go Local campaign because they believe in the community. Let's talk accessories for a moment. Sleep City offers mattress protectors, linens, pillows, toppers, and that adjustable base, a must-have. If you want to burn that extra 400 calories at night, time to get an upgrade on your mattress. You know you should. You know you need one. Head over to a Sleep City store near you today, or you can shop around online at sleepcitybeds.com. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good. KCST.
You've been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. You're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew I call you up. Baby, now that we're, now that we're, now that we're right here standing face to face, you already know, already know, already know that you won. Oh, I know that dress is karma. You regret, you got me thinking about when you were mine.
You got me thinking about when you were mine.
And now I'm all up on you.
What you expect,
oh, baby, but you're not coming home with me tonight.
Mr. Brent Allen has what you missed overnight while you were sleeping. News is next on KZST.
so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say.
Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 1st at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:59. I'm Brent Allen. We are getting a small break in the rain out there right now, but much more is on the way. Currently, 48 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The heart of the storm battering the West Coast will begin to move into Sonoma County today. From today through Sunday, we could pick up 2 inches of rain in Santa Rosa, with wind gusting to 50 miles an hour. We do have a wind advisory from noon today through Saturday at 10 a.m. Overnight lows tonight and Saturday will dip down to the low 30s. Chains are currently required now on highways 50 and 80. The ridges of the Sierra have already recorded wind gusts in excess of 100 miles an hour. A Monterio family narrowly avoided disaster Thursday when a large tree came crashing down on top of their van with 6 people inside. The incident took place on Freezeout Road. 3 kids and 3 adults were inside when a tree, weakened by rain, fell on top of the van, crushing the roof and covering those inside with glass. Fortunately, no one was injured. It took fire crews about an hour to clear the scene. After 61 days of work, the Raceway repaving project at Sonoma Raceway is complete. This was the first complete repave in 23 years. Over the course of 2 months, the track was ground down, cracks were repaired, and a brand new long-lasting asphalt surface was put down. The first big test of the new race surface will be on